In Europe, the European Union says leaders of Serbia and Kosovo have agreed on collecting customs duties and other taxes at a meeting aimed at improving ties between the two nations. Today's reported agreement comes some 14 years after a war ended between Serb forces and Kosovo's independence-seeking ethnic Albanians. Stefan Boss has this report.
The EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, said in a statement that Serbia's and Kosovo's leaders have come to a provisional understanding on the customs and tax issues. She made the remarks after EU brokered talks in Brussels between Serbian Prime Minister Ivica Dacic and Kosovo's Prime Minister Hashim Tači. Kosovo, which broke away and later declared independence from Serbia in 2008, is recognized by some 90 nations, but not by Belgrade. Yet Friday's initial agreement is seen as a small step towards normalizing relations between the two nations, a key condition for EU membership. Both prime ministers did not agree on the thorny issue of self-rule for Serbs in northern Kosovo, something Belgrade demanded but Pristina opposed. However, EU President Herman Van Rompuy made clear that a solution for the volatile area and cooperation with the Union's police mission, ULEX, are among key conditions for Serbia to join the European Union.
Normalizing the relations with Pristina now remains the key requirement for Serbia and the opening of accession negotiations.
However, tensions remain. After the tax agreement was announced, Serbian media quoted a mayor in northern Kosovo as saying that Kosovo Serbs would not pay customs duties and taxes to what he called the unrecognized state of Kosovo. But with Serbia seeking to launch EU accession talks this year, Belgrade is under pressure to compromise. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.